Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John O. Fox is the name on the book, Why Americans, What If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and also What They Don't Want You to, What the Candidates Don't Want You to Know About Income Tax. That's his two books. John, you got a website?
The number 10taxquestions.com. That's the best.
All right.
Find about
they
me.
Can find out more, and the books are available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. John, we're talking about tax reform. Now, you know, I've told you before that President Trump never misses my show, so he's listening to you right now, and I know you want to give him some advice on his tax reform, and you actually threw him a bone earlier when you said you were glad that he was talking about avoiding the or taking out the property tax as part of his reform. So what are some other suggestions you have for him? Just speak right to the president right now.
Well, first of all, I would say to the president that he ought to listen to the conservative economists such as Douglas Holtz Aiken, who was the chief economist under George W. Bush, and who says about the proposed Trump tax cuts that they're not going to pay for themselves. He said, if you believe that, you're kidding yourself. You can't create permanent tax reform if you're blowing up the deficit. What I'd like the president to do, actually, is something that we've never done. I'd like him to create a time on television, national television, national radio, when these issues are really discussed openly, instead of before committees, nobody follows them.
Do you think that's going directly to the people would put enough pressure on the recalcitrants in Congress that won't let real tax reform get through?
I think that
on both sides of the aisle.
I think real tax reform is really tough. So I don't have any easy solution for it, but I think it's got to begin with the people. And real tax reform means that you would say to the Congress people, if the ordinary person isn't benefiting from this, it's primarily creating higher deficits to subsidize health insurance policies, Cadillac policies, big homes, and the rest. Why don't we consider lowering those subsidies and, in fact, lowering tax rates for everybody? That's the goal, to create a tax system.
How do we prevent that money being saved? Spent by the government instead of winding up in the hands of the people? How do we do that?
None of that's easy, but I think that the more the people understand that the tax system has to work for them and not against them, that real tax reform means that equals will pay equally, that you don't have to go to a tax preparer or a tax accountant to try to figure out how to avoid this tax system. Instead, that you'd respect the tax system as basically being fair. So that's the goal, and I would hope that this president would say, you know, let's stop for a minute. Let's really expose what all these tax breaks mean. How come $7 trillion of individual income escapes tax every year? Who gets it? Who doesn't? What's the impact on tax rates? It has to drive tax rates way higher than they otherwise would be. So let's talk about it and see if we can't get more common sense.
But we also have to have rates.
Yeah, right.
And a system that promotes what this economy is built on, and that's performance.
That's production.
That's investment. We've got to be able to drive that, because that's what makes America unique around the world.
No, we have to protect and we have to encourage investment, but it can't be to drive up the deficit, because as you know, our national debt is so high, and this adds trillions to the national debt. So, and trying to encourage investment, if interest rates are going to go up, and they are going to go up, you can kill the economic gain that you're trying to get. So you have to look at deficits, and you have to see, can you afford more deficits? If you can, I mean, I'm all for infrastructure, for deficits for infrastructure building, for example. We haven't addressed that. We need to, rather than cutting taxes so that, I mean, the CEO of Google makes $200 million. This proposed Trump tax cut, which would cut 5 percentage points off of his taxes, would save him, 5%? It's $10 million a year that he would save. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense, Jim. So we don't need to cut taxes.
But we've got to come up with reform that will pass.
Yes.
Because you and I can come up with a laundry list, but if it doesn't get there, I mean, my God, even the Republicans can't seem to agree on what should be done.
Yeah, and so that's really hard. Once people have a tax break, very hard to persuade them to give it up in exchange for a promise for a
lower. Well, I think we should make President Trump should make John Fox in charge of his tax reform proposal. And when I talk to him today, I'm going to mention that, John. Are you going to be ready for the call?
Please give him my best.
All right. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
And say hi to Gretchen for us.
Okay, bye now.
John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Be sure to check out his website, number 10, incometax.com, I think is the website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.